Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn.
The place for robust discussion here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am really happy to bring back to the show one of my absolute favorite people to say thank you and do a wellness check, though she does not need one. It is the ever fabulous Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, if you are on the line, stay there. I will get to you maybe in this segment, but certainly before the end of the hour. Kristen, how you doing?
I'm well, actually. So Wednesday morning, super early Wednesday morning, like 2 o'clock Wednesday morning, I was sad and I had some hard conversations with some friends. But later in the day, I felt better. And by Thursday, I was like, all right, sisters, let's go. And since then, it's been lots of wellness checks for our friends. And we know things are going to be rocky for a while. But the way we fix it by coming together and building. And that's what's happening already.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it was my Thursday show. I went back to my old show name, which was The Dawn of the Resistance. You see what I did there? Little pun intended for everybody. I needed to take like a gut check, some time away. And I looked at what we were talking about and why it deeply matters to me, like why I got into the business in the first place. Both of public service and doing radio, which I view as a type of public service. And I said to folks on the air, these are the right things to care about. And I think we were right on the vast majority of issues. Perhaps there was, you know, this thing going on where the sitting president had an abysmally low approval rating and was untrusted. Perhaps there was a thing going on where you had one of the most unbelievably, incomprehensibly effective communicators. I mean, like, Donald Trump is an effective communicator. I have no idea why or how, but he is, because I think he gets people to feel stuff. There was this perfect storm of things happening, including, you know, the PTSD of COVID and the social isolationism. I think that turning inward, lots of stuff happening, but figuring out how to make sure that people can better see, and we can actually have discussions about, is the democracy working well? Is it working well for you? Why do you think it's not? Are institutions actually making sure that what's important to you and your family is happening, and deeply caring about that? Like, that got missed. And I think there's a correction for that, right? There's a new information environment. There's a correction for that. And so I think, again, being humble about what was completely screwed up, but not being afraid to continue to have the discussions that matter about the stuff that matters to the vast majority of us.
Well, let's be honest. We can't do anything about all of that stuff that's happening on that level. It makes us feel stressed. Like, I still, when I'm watching, I'm living in a hotel right now. I'm up in northern Minnesota, back at work. And when I have the TV on and Donald Trump comes on, I don't want to see it. I turn it off. I am not emotionally ready for that. But what I can do is have a conversation with the people in my community and start talking about who's going to run for school board. How can we support our candidate for the Supreme Court race in the spring? How can I dive back into the nonprofit in my community that is really focused on wellness and community building? There are so many things that we can do on a level where it really makes a difference in our own lives, and we have control over that. So this is my doctor talk and my post-candidate talk.
I love it.
That's what we can do to keep ourselves healthy and to keep ourselves connected and engaged. We really had been missing that in the post-COVID period. COVID isolated us and it scared us and it drove us apart. Now we have to bring it back together. It's going to take effort and it's going to take vulnerability, like making ourselves available to each other. But that's what we have to do if we are going to build this community that we all want to see.
Well, and listen, I get this very interesting non-scientific immediate feedback from callers, including, you know, conservatives. And the three things that I began the show with today, Kristen, were really the reasons that I got into law and economics and public service and eventually why I ended up on the radio. I'm endlessly curious. And to maintain curiosity, I have to be humble enough to want to listen to what people are saying, even when I disagree. And yes, on my better days, I can achieve that, right? And then lastly, I want to hear from a lot of different people and people that are different from me. Because if I just listen to people who are like me, that's not very helpful. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes. So you don't learn anything.
Absolutely right. What I'm trying to fight against is certainty, right? And frankly, arrogance about certainty. Like, if you're certain, you're arrogant. And if you're certain and arrogant, your mind is certainly closed and the worldview becomes limited. And if, you know, again, I think from a value perspective, if we can come at it from a place of curiosity, and I do want to hear from people that disagree, and there's never one right answer to complicated questions, we can start to do a little better by each other, right? Because I truly feel that some of our worst instincts were preyed upon by Donald Trump. It was, you know, the people rightly, again, have anxiety about, is my family going to be better off? You know, are my kids going to be better off than I am? Answer, no, that's what I feel. And then he channeled that feeling and gave an easy culprit, right? Mm-hmm. And that had some electoral impacts, right? I mean, fundamentally.
It makes me so frustrated too, because he is such a genius at selling people something.
Yes.
And getting people to buy onto what he is selling, but it's a bait and switch, because what they're going to end up with is something that's worse for them.
Yes.
And that is the thing that pulled me into public service. You know, I've been a physician for a long time, but it was taking that leap was when Ron Johnson was telling people ivermectin was better than the practice of social distancing and all of the prevention stuff that we knew would actually protect people. When me and my colleagues were seeing people come to the hospital sick because they had been getting their medical advice from politicians instead of healthcare professionals, and then they suddenly saw it and they regretted it. And for so many people, it cost them their lives. For me, I just can't handle that. I can't stand it. And I'm seeing it already. You know, I've been back in clinic a couple of days now already. And the stories that I'm hearing from people, and I have to listen. That's my whole job, is to sit there and listen and keep my mouth shut and try to help people. And I don't share my politics with them. My job is just to help them and to meet them where they're at. And believe me, in a gynecology office, people are vulnerable. They're telling lots of stories. But the opportunity to be able to meet them where they are and help them get to that next best place is such a beautiful thing. And to do that on a one-on-one basis, that's what I do in the office every day. But to be able to do it on a totally bigger level, which is what you do every day, Maggie, when you're having these conversations with folks, this is such an incredible opportunity for us now and moving forward. This is one of those bright lights in the darkness.
Thank you for that. I certainly try with, you know, mixed success on a day-over-day basis. It's better, again, when we do this together, when we can have these kinds of conversations. I've been thinking a lot about how am I going to evaluate the health of our democracy and not in academic terms. And some of that is, can we actually move forward? There's going to be a lot of changes. I'm not going to like a lot of them. I'll talk about them on the radio. But I believe at the end of the day, the middle class and working people in this country have the same set of concerns. And trying to get past this us and them stupid polemic, the us and them here is like working people and people with hundreds of millions and billions of dollars. Like, that's the us and them, and making sure that institutions are actually working for working people and care about that, and that people are doing better than their parents did, will help address the ease with which Donald Trump was able to separate us by our identities. Because when people write in and they're like, Maggie, stop talking about identity politics. Well, people have identities. We can talk about race and gender, sexual preference and orientation. But if our discussions of those things make us miss the biggest points, the biggest issues that matter, no matter what your identity is, then that's the miss, right? I think Trump was very effective at saying Democrats only care about wokeism and they don't care if you're doing okay.
Yeah, agree. And you know, one of the biggest issues that I don't know what happened to it, because to me, it is so fundamental. It is so fundamental to everything that we do. And it is so critical to our future. When did we stop talking about climate? When did we stop caring about our environment? It didn't even come up really when I was on the campaign trail. And now when I'm looking at the future of the EPA and I'm thinking about Wisconsin, the state that I love so much, the home of Earth Day and Gaylord Nelson, right, and all of the natural resources that we have that we depend on, the clean air and clean water. What is going to happen to these things? We're not even having these conversations right now.
Yeah, that is something that, you know, the climate and what's happening to our natural resources is going to continue to rear its head in both small and major ways. Like, let's be clear, there is $120 million worth of PFAS remediation money that hasn't come out of the state's Joint Finance Committee. So to circle back where we began, I've been telling people, like, hey, you feel disenchanted with the national political dialogue. I get that. And things are going to be a little weird for a while. But here's what you can do, and that is engage at a hyper-local and state level. Do we all know all the members of the Joint Finance Committee? I don't off the top of my head, and I do this every day. But like, maybe that's where I start my show tomorrow, Kristen. Like, here are the members of the Joint Finance Committee. Let's all decide that whether we're Republican or Democrat or whatever the heck the labels mean these days, because I don't really know. We're going to decide we're going to call each member of the Joint Finance Committee once a week until PFAS remediation dollars actually start moving. Like, that's a specific thing, right? And it affects farmers, it affects family farmers, it affects your water, it affects the water tables in Waukesha to Wausau, right? Like, this is everywhere, and it's an everybody kind of issue. And view it less as these, like, monolithic sort of, the Green New Deal or we don't do anything on climate. Like, that's not the choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always something in between. And, you know, to your point about representation, we all have representatives. And a lot of our representatives aren't doing anything, yet they keep getting elected. I mean, here's a great example. Dave Murphy up in Assembly District 56. This is a guy who wouldn't show up to even have a conversation with his opponent, Emily Cephos. Not even a debate, but just like sit in a chair and answer people's questions. He's not even present. So we need to hold our representatives accountable for the decisions that they're making or not making on our behalf, because we are electing them to represent us in places where it is absolutely critical for us now and for generations to come.
That is Dr. Kristen Lierley, OBGYN extraordinaire, who ran an absolutely fantastic and I think watershed important campaign in the 8th Congressional District. It sets the table for having these kinds of discussions, for making these congressional districts more competitive every cycle, and figuring out how to help people connect the dots between all of the noise and, frankly, punditry, I'm probably one of those, and what's actually impacting the quality of their families' lives. Like, that is where we all need to be focusing our attention. And frankly, if I'm being real honest here, I've had just about enough from, like, the far, far, far left, too. Like, that is not helpful. We need to understand the art of the possible and demand that the possible serve the greatest majority of us working folks. Dr. Lierley, thank you so much for making time today. I hope to see you frequently back on the show to continue to have these discussions and to check in on you. Maybe we'll figure out some sort of, like, anything but politics topic to talk about and riff on that. Perhaps Dr. Kristen Lierley, Master Gardener.
Oh, yes.
I love
that. Let's do that.
Yes. Yeah. Next time, we're just talking gardening. I love it. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You'll have my final thoughts of the day when we come back right here on the Civic Media Network. Keep it locked. Your texts and calls still and always welcome. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.